Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. I did bring in pictures of Rudy Dog today, and I'm not, you know, on my MySpace, I already have a million pictures of Rudy Dog.
So. How come you don't send out a Christmas card?
Oh.
With Rudy Dog and you and front of the fire.
Sitting by a tree.
Well, who would I send it to?
Oh, good point.
I mean, you need, like, friends and stuff.
Can I tell you? I'm sharing it because I have to. Frank is, I get his Christmas card from him and his daughter. And oh my Lord. I thought it was a joke, because I know Frank. Now, if you don't know Frank, you go, that is such a sweet, sweet holiday card. Look at that. He's in the yard with his daughter, and there's like a montage of pictures, and there's a rainbow, and it's like, oh, me and my daughter hang out together. And I think it said something like, peace, love, and happiness. And I was like, peace, love, and what? He's a ding-dong.
And a rainbow.
I know.
What
I
does
like,
a rainbow mean, I hear?
Well, I think he just put that one on mine.
Yeah.
Special for me.
Special rainbow. For her.
But, yeah, he did the custom holiday card. But I thought, oh, my God. He looks like the perfect little dad in the family. And he's got
what do you mean look like?
He's with his
That's
daughter.
How my life is at home. It's rainbows and sunshine and outdoor laughs.
Oh my
love
God.
And happiness.
Yeah, hanging out, you know, these little pictures and peace, love, and happiness. And I'm like,
it's impossible to believe that I can have peace, love, and happiness.
I said to the Italian, I go, oh, you got to see this. And she goes, what? I go, look at Frank's holiday card. And she goes, oh, my God. Peace, love, he didn't even write that. That was hilarious.
Okay, I didn't.
That was fantastic, though. We laughed for
a King Coast thought that'd be nice.
We laughed for a half hour. Yeah, that was on the template. You're like, I don't know, just that looks good, and then just put the pictures on there. Yeah, whatever. Oh, God.
No, that rainbow was in my front yard.
Oh, bull.
Yes.
For real?
Really?
I took that picture.
Wow.
Yeah, the other day, last week,
awesome.
When it was raining, the sun was out where I live, and had a full rainbow. You ever seen a full one?
On that card you sent me as well. That looks so. It looked fake, though. It was
that
so.
That was real.
Dang.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
No, it was too perfect, like. That was right by your house, even. Did you go find the end of it? It was right there, it looked like.
His
Tell
house is
didn't.
The pot
yes.
of gold.
I'd go over there and
it
see
it. Started. And ended at my house.
How can you not? If I had a rainbow ending in my hill.
No, I couldn't walk to the end of it. I mean,
what was right there, looked like?
It was close, but I mean, it wasn't there.
Walking to the end of the rainbow.
I know it's dumb, but if you can see where it ends and it's in your property, wouldn't you go see what's there just to be, you know, who knows?
I think it's just horizon.
Keeps moving.
Honestly,
over there.
He honestly thinks there's a big pot of
you
something.
You didn't put out a Christmas card either, woman.
You know what? We usually do, and then with the whole burglary and all the crap that's been going on.
Life goes on.
Why no? Now I'm just now learning
You're
that.
You're using that as an excuse and a crutch way too much.
No, I'm not. I've had a lot of...
I've been robbed. Yeah, we got it. That was, a week ago? Get over it.
Can't you make that part of the card? Even though some of us have suffered terrible, unjust losses like being broken into, we still wish you a Merry Christmas.
I know. I feel really bad about it, too. I didn't put one out this year.
Look at it this way. You've just redistributed your wealth a bit.
Yes, I did. Yeah, exactly. I tithed.
I didn't put out a card. I got Frank's card.
You should have decorated
nice,
a little, like a pile of poop, like soft serve, so and decorated it like a Christmas tree.
I should have.
A little pile of poop in your closet.
Oh, dang it. See, you with all the ideas after the fact.
You probably could, like, stuck M&M's ornaments on it.
Oh,
then that would have looked edible. Somebody would have ate it.
Not good. I know.
Probably go to Michael's, get you some colorful beads.
I've already gotten rid of the pile of poop. I'm not keeping that around. I mean, I know the cops called a week later asking for it.
We can make you some more.
Yeah, you can make
some somewhere.
And put it in your closet.
Oh, and then tell the family story. That could be part of our, here's what we've been up to this holiday season. All right, maybe I'll get a late card out to you.
Did you ever get a thing from someone in the family who puts out a family newsletter booklet, like the year in review?
Mm-hmm.
I had a cousin that used to do that, which is odd because none of us really knew her. But I guess we were just on the mailing list.
Well, that's how you get to know her. You're reading her holiday letter.
But she would send everyone who was even marginally related, you get this bound book in the year. The Smith family in review. Who the hell is Smith? Well, their second cousin twice removed in your
right,
other side.
Right, yeah. Like,
and I have all the stuff they've gone through. You know, so-and-so graduated in fourth grade, and here's a photo of our new boat. It's like, I could give a rat's ass about this stuff. But the gesture was very nice.
Jealous.
It's a yearbook of what the family been up to since in 08.
But it's like finding a yearbook at a flea market. If you don't really know the people, you know.
Then why are you getting the family card? You don't even know the people?
Well,
are you going through your neighbor's mail again?
No, I think we went to reunion and got on the mailing list or something.
Yeah.
It's like, who are they? I think
I heard that your neighbor, old neighbor, is pregnant.
Frank, I can't talk about my old neighbor.
Oh.
I love her and respect her.
I'm just telling you, I didn't talk about her.
She is married. She is married, yeah.
I'm happy for her.
I saw her and her husband hiking one day when I was hiking with my dogs.
Talented, beautiful, and she's expecting child. That's great news.
She's one of those, too, that, you know, she's pretty in pictures, but good God almighty when you see her in person, beautiful.
Stunning. And nice as could be. And now she'll be a mother. Mm. Sometimes it changes people.
Yeah.
Makes you more serious, I hear.
Mm.
Your parent. I don't know. But no Christmas cards for me. I did bring in pictures of my dog to show you guys. It's sort of this annoying thing I do. I do lots of annoying things off the air. And
off
most on.
Off the air? My God.
And sure enough, today, once again, I brought in photos of the Christmas tree and Rudy. Here's Rudy by the tree. Here's Rudy next to the tree. Here's Rudy next to the packages. Here's Rudy looking at me taking a picture of him.
You know how you feel about your second cousin twice removed newsletter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we,
But I thought of you, Ms. Hamilton, when I saw this story a couple nights ago. It involves a lady who loves dogs dearly, as I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you also show me photos on your amazing iPhone of dogs.
I'm just as annoying.
This one of you. Have you ever gone to a shelter to get a dog?
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. So when you're there, do they ever tell you, as you're browsing for which dog to select and passing others by, do they ever tell you, oh, just, you know, these dogs here will be euthanized tomorrow
that's
because...
That's how they get you. Yeah, I've adopted dogs from shelters and cats as well, and they do the same thing.
They pulled out the dog after you picked out a dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They always say, oh, and this one's going to be killed tomorrow.
Ugh.
It's time
you have to leave with two dogs.
See, now you're the bad guy if you don't take the dog. It makes you a dog killer
but
if you
I'll
don't take
you,
it.
But I'll tell you, when you somehow those dogs know that you rescued them, and they know. There's a difference between having a dog since he's 8 weeks old and having a dog that you adopted. Oh, totally. My dog, Beaumont, I have had since he was 8 weeks old. My dog, Joey, I adopted. He was in like five different foster homes, hit by a car. He was 3 years old or so.
He also, because he can understand what she's saying.
When
and she always says, I'll take you back to the pound where I adopted you.
Don't think you're not going back to West Valley Shelter. Okay. No, he was a new leash on life guy. But they're just different. There's an appreciation. I can't really explain it. Than a dog that you've had since they were a puppy. They don't really have the same
Maybe somehow they do pick up on what's...
They know bad life, so they know how to appreciate a good meal.
Picture falling overboard. And they only have so many circular floating devices to throw at you. Life
savers.
Life savers.
Yeah.
Let's say they only got 10 or 12 up there, and they've thrown all but the last one, and once they throw this one, that's it.
Right.
You're going to drown in horrible death.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is thrown to you, and you see it, and you know it's the last one. If you can't make it to that, it's over.
You're done.
You may be the last person who has a chance to adopt that dog. You're the last lifesaver.
Right.
If the dog picks up on that. How desperate are those
eyes? They better be working that cage hard. Paul,
that
what?
Look you get.
What? Cocked head.
And shake a little like you're cold.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's so nervous.
So a woman in Spanish Springs, it's somewhere in Nevada, went to where was the dog? It's somewhere in California. I think it's near Bakersfield. She went to a pound looking for a pet to replace the dog she had that was killed by a car in November. Now, like me... I want the same kind of dog over and over and over. If you
I'll
like
never
your particular
do that again.
Breed, well,
mm-hmm.
some of us. She had a 2-year-old pointer. She loves pointers. She was killed at age 2. That's way too young to die. She wanted her pointer just like the one that died. So she went to the pound looking for one. Didn't find one. But while she was there, someone happened to mention, "Oh well, you know these dogs over here are facing inevitable and soon euthanasia." Broke her heart, and she went home with 27 dogs.
They're not going to let you take 27.
They did.
No.
Now, is this good or bad?
Come on. Bad. What, does she
her
have a,
heart was
does
broken.
She have a sprawling ranch somewhere?
No, it's an apartment.
Oh.
A one-bedroom. It's a studio with a Murphy bed.
That's, the dogs are worse off.
She went home with 10 chihuahuas, one purebred chihuahua. 10 chihuahua mixes, one purebred chihuahua, a Jack Russell, a poodle, two shepherd mixes, two miniature pinchers, and an Australian cattle dog mix.
Wow.
She says, I didn't realize so many animals were dying every day until I saw it with my own eyes. See, once you see it, you can't forget it.
She didn't even get a pointer. She wanted a pointer.
Well, they didn't have it. Oh. But when she was there, they said, these 27 are about to die. And she took all 27. Guess what? Now she's in trouble with the law.
Yeah, you can only have,
because the a-hole neighbors on each side are complaining of the excessive barking.
How dare they? The nerve.
I think I would, too. So now they've complained because of the barking, and she's violated a local ordinance that prohibits from owning more than 3 dogs per household.
Yeah.
What happens if your dog has a litter?
Well, I don't think
six.
That. I don't think
you
that.
You can't
counts.
Keep them all.
No.
Anyway, give them away.
You got it. Well, you have to get a kennel license.
So now I don't know what's going to happen to the other dogs. Actually, she's posted in the newspaper, and other people are sopping up all of these dogs. And as of Monday this week, all but four excess dogs have been adopted. So happy ending. Random review, though. I'll take all 27 dogs.
Yeah,
wrap them up.
I won't do that, though.
How many dogs did you reject before you actually adopted the dog that you have?
Well, there was one dog, and again, I got Joey from New Leash on Life. Well, there was when I adopted a cat who I no longer have because I lost that one in the breakup. But I wanted this one particular cat. Talk about a cat or an animal turning it on for you. But I was looking at this one particular cat, and it was a short-haired cat. And loving her and going, can I see this one? Well, meanwhile, the cat I ended up adopting, he was in the cage next to her on his back, big yellow, you know, long-haired cat, Grigio. And he was on his back and paw through the crate and doing that, like trying to touch me with his paw and just...
Looking sexy.
Oh, just working it. Like, hey, ho, hey, wait, me, hey, look, I'm cute. Look, I'm cleaning myself. Look, oh, my ear is dirty. Look, I'm dirty boy. And I was like, wow, look at you. And I would pet him a little bit and I'd go, because I didn't want a long-haired cat. And he just kept working it. So the one I originally wanted, I went, I got to go with this guy. Because he turned it on for me, which is what they got to do.
So you went looking for a cat.
Short-haired cat,
and just because this cat caught your attention is the only reason the first cat got rejected. But did you, like, have you ever been multiple shelters?
Oh, yeah.
Play with a dog a little bit, maybe take it home and realize you don't like it and take it back.
I would never take a dog.
That?
No, I would
never
take
a dog. I don't know if you can do that. Can you do that?
You shouldn't be able to.
Well, I guess you can. It's a pound.
Well, they don't want a dog to stay in a family that, no, once I make a commitment, I'm in it. So if I decide to take
that's the great thing
home,
about adopting a dog, because if you do get it home and it ends up being insane like yours,
yeah,
you know it'll be dead sooner than later.
Well.
And it's only like 14 years of hell.
Only 14. It's like a marriage.
But adopting a child.
Oh. That one you can't take back at all.
You can give them back, can't you? Can't you say we don't get along? And it's not good for the kid to stay in this house.
Although,
because
I think
I'm
Rosie O'Donnell, remember, she adopted, or I don't know if she officially adopted, but way back when, many years ago, so it's an old story, but relates to this. I think she was a foster mother who was planning on adopting this little girl, and she was... had some special needs, I guess. Not mentally retarded, but just like maybe autistic or hyperactivity disorder. But Rosie was like, this is not a good fit for the family. And it was very publicly had
got
to go.
Rid of her?
Yeah. And she took a lot of flack for that because it was like, but on one hand you go, God, you can't do that. You've made a commitment to this little kid. But then on the other hand, if the kid's disrupting your whole family, you go, well, this isn't a good fit for us. This isn't a good fit for her. Maybe she's in the wrong home. But yeah,
cut your losses is the right choice here. Yes,
I know. But my God, to go, I don't want her anymore.
I didn't know if maybe legally it was so difficult to give them back that you got to jump through hoops and wait and pay a fee and a fine and wait 2 years. Right? Can't you just dump them off?
No, that's what somebody
like
did.
Adopted children would be harder to love.
I don't think so. I think they're even more wanted than biological children in a lot of cases.
They may be damaged.
Because adopted kids, you really... Look, I can get pregnant tomorrow, have a baby. Ooh, how hard was that? Well, maybe for me a little harder. But if I'm just a regular girl that wants to go out and get pregnant. But when you're trying to adopt a kid, I mean, it's years and years and money. And I wanted you. I want you.
No.
You know, if you're adopted, if you're adopted, you know that they really wanted you. If you're a biological kid, it's like, well, I think they were trying, but I was more of an oopsie. But adopted
dad
kid,
went on an abortion.
Yeah.
Mom talked him out of it.
An adopted kid was not an oopsie. It's like, wow, I'm here because you really tried
that
hard for me.
That makes sense.
But
the kid, that makes sense that the parents adopting the kid really have gone out of the way, so they're probably going to be parents of the year if the kid cooperates. But what if the kid is either mentally damaged or scarred?
Just all day long, you're like,
Sometimes kids are screwed up. Sometimes adults are screwed up.
I say that because, you know, your kids, when you have your own, that they're, you know, the best kids ever, but other people's kids suck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So basically, you adopted somebody else's kid.
Well, so you're saying that your daughter, she's a little...
So as soon as it's a little irritating, it's like, God, I hate this kid.
You're saying that your daughter, I might find something highly annoying about her, but you're like, well, it's my kid, and I'm just kind of used to her, whatever her quirk is, where I might go, oh my God, how do you deal with that? She's so annoying. But you're like, I don't even really notice it that much. That's what you're saying.
I drink.
And other and another kid, because you deal with a lot of other kids, like being a soccer coach and stuff, do you see how, you know, a kid could be so annoying to you... But to their parent, their parent doesn't even see it because it's, what, a blocked out thing? Like,
I guess.
You have to block it out to survive.
You overlook the flaws.
A baby and it turns into one of these kids that I can't stand.
Yeah.
And they're adopted. That would suck.
I know. I guess you adopted a baby. It's almost your fault then because you should be able to give it enough love and correct supervision and parental guidance that it doesn't turn out to be a spoiled little brat. But if you're adopting a kid who's already a few years old, think of this. Let's say your parents died tragically in an accident when you were, I don't know, six, seven. And some well-meaning, loving, beautiful couple, they could be lesbians, Heidi, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
A couple people adopt you. You don't love them. You probably resent them. You want mommy and daddy. They love you to death. Like, I love a puppy as soon as I adopt it from the pound, but it wants to be with its brothers, sisters, and mommy.
Right.
So that kid, you're probably fighting the fact it doesn't love you, and it may take years before it does.
But you adopt a baby, and it doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Baby, yeah, but I'm thinking toddlers. That'd be almost be tough to do. A baby, yeah, but if I adopted a kid, it would be a baby. I wouldn't want to adopt a 6 or 7 year old who lost his parents.
Well, yeah,
they probably hate me.
No, but eventually, that's when the bonding comes in. That's what once you bond, then they love you. It's like your dog now. After 10 years, you could take if its mom and brothers and sisters were still alive. He's not gonna be like, oh, thank God. No, you're his home. You're his dad. He's not really yearning to get back to his.
I just think there would be no patience with adopted kids. With your kids, you see.
I disagree.
Your own flaws, or how you were annoying little kid, or you know, if you were a big crybaby when you were a kid, and you're like, okay, my kid's a crybaby, but I was a crybaby, so maybe you'll be a little more empathetic with your child and not be so strict and hard on them. But this is somebody else's kid with that is a crybaby.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a crybaby. I can't stand that kid.
Well, you try.
I got a crybaby kid. I'm like, shut up. Mommy's not coming back. You're mine now. Stop crying!
Ooh, something hit a little close to home.
I kind of get
No, I was like yelling at an adopted kid.
Yeah, I know.
I even bring this up because a 15-year-old girl, she's accused of killing her mother with a hammer.
Mm.
She's been ordered to stand trial in San Diego. A judge found the prosecutors presented enough evidence to try Heather Doust.
Doust.
How old is she?
D'Aoust.
Ooh, the Doust. Apostrophe name.
Doust.
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 As an adult, during trial as an adult, an FBI agent testified that the girl's cell phone contained a text message detailing her plan to kill her adoptive parents.
Oh, no.
Kind of incriminating
Rebecca
that.
And James. And another investigator who searched the family's computer testified that someone visited a website the night before the attack showing a list of top 10 murder weapons.
Well, who has to look up hammer?
Is hammer number one?
Come on. You got to look that up, dummy.
What's going with hammer? Is that number one?
I don't know. I was trying to look up top 10 murder weapons. I couldn't find it. Googled it and everything.
I bet hammer is number one because, first, it's easy to get over the counter, easy to conceal usually.
In the meantime, I was like trying to find the top 10 murder weapons so we could all guess. Now we have time playing.
Right.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
And I found which murder weapon would suit you website.
Oh,
so you answer this questionnaire and they'll tell you what weapon you need to kill people
with.
Oh, God.
Let's play.
You want to play that?
Yeah.
Well, let's answer the first one.
All right.
Do you have one specific enemy you would like to do away with? One person or a group?
Yeah, I can narrow down to one.
Oh, let's go with... Okay.
Well, we all have to answer the same thing.
Okay, we'll go with one.
Okay, we're going to kill one. Let's see if that's no for the whole group. Would your primary concern be getting found out?
Yes.
Well, that's... Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I want them to die, not
me. Do you have a short temper?
Yes.
Do you always secretly want to be like Jules or Vincent in Pulp Fiction?
Believe it or not, I never saw that. I'm sorry I haven't. I know, I'm the only one in America who's not seen Pulp Fiction. I know it's a classic. I'm sorry, but I haven't. So I don't
know
what
to... How do you want to answer this one, then?
No.
No?
Say no.
Is that Travolta and Uma Thurman or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Would you kill for money?
No.
A lot of money?
No.
No, okay. No. Because then it's not justifiable.
Right.
Have you ever been described as a freak... And or a head case.
Take it, Frosty.
Listen to any 5-minute segment of any show here in the last 8.5 years.
Say yes.
Yes.
Would you consider eating your victims afterwards?
Yes, he would. He's curious.
No, because
we talked about that yesterday. You said you'd eat people.
Uh-huh.
If I was hungry. But I wouldn't eat someone I detest. See, that's the thing. I may eat either one of you if I'm starving and we're in the Andes and the plane crashes.
All right.
But my mortal enemy or enemies that I can't stand the thought of them, I don't want to consume them. I don't even... No, I'm not eating this.
No.
So, no, you don't want to eat your victim after.
Blech.
Would you get a thrill out of watching the murder report on TV the next day?
Oh, yeah. I'd probably tape it using the good VHS tape.
Do you enjoy seeing other people in pain?
No.
No. Yes, you do.
I'm not a monster.
Well, how could you kill somebody? I didn't answer no to that question.
This person deserves to die.
Ding dong. Say yes to that.
No.
You don't like to see people doing well. You like to see people in pain.
You love it when you're like, did you hear who lost their job?
If you don't take that back, I'll run over 10 people on the way home.
So is that a no or a yes?
No, I don't.
Be honest.
No, I don't.
No? Okay.
Not really. No.
Not really, see.
No, this YouTube stuff where people are, you know, falling into polls. I don't like to watch that.
You don't laugh at that?
I watch it, but I don't enjoy watching it.
Hmm.
I don't get off on it.
Do you like to have control over other people?
Frank, if you'd like, I could do this segment a lot better if you want to come over there. Yeah, who doesn't?
Are you an animal lover?
Love them.
Weird. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
One final question. Besides wanting your which murder weapon would suit you results, which phrase best describes you? I want some warm and tasty chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
What the hell?
I'll be taking a lot of photos over the holidays. No.
Okay.
Holiday food and this economy give me heartburn.
No, not really.
I want to save money on baby stuff like diapers. What is this?
I don't get that.
My opinions are valuable and should be rewarded.
Yes, that blows away the warm cookies I was going to go with. Give me that one. That one right there. The last one. Number five, I'll take it.
What's
wrap it up.
Frosty's murder weapon?
Oh, let me get a drum roll. Hold on. Or a tuba.
I will tell you the results after the break.
Oh, you bastard.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Because it's Christmas time, we decided to do a little survey here. Called which murder weapon would suit you and your personality if you're going to kill somebody over the holidays. Frosty played along, and the results are in. The murder weapon that Frosty should use in case he decides he wants to kill someone. Icicle.
Oh.
Says, you're smart, but twisted. This murder weapon would be tricky to use, but would melt away after use, leaving no evidence.
Okay, I like that part of it.
That's smart.
Your number one. Number two for you, be slow psychological torture. Stalk your victim. Haunt them. Drive them insane, hopefully making them suicidal.
This is me.
Risky and time-consuming, but you're so twisted, you don't care.
It's like they know me.
Well, you didn't take the quiz.
The psychological icicle murderer guy.
Mm.
Stalker.
That is dead on.
The thing with an icicle, I mean, We've lived in parts of the country where you get them that are a foot long, just like spears, but
people
they break.
People have been killed by falling off the roof. Yeah, but they might break off inside somebody. It's already pierced their heart, and now, it's melting, and it's melting, and there's no fingerprints.
If you don't kill them with the first stab, it's going to break into the
other.
That's why you got to go in the eye.
Oh.
But he may not die from that.
Yeah, right into the brain.
Oh.
What movie was that when the guy got the icicle in the eye?
Disney film, the end of a happy comedy for children, I think.
That always worried me, when you see the big giant ones hanging from the roof.
Did you see, by the way, just to digress for 2 seconds, the kid who was shot in the eye with an arrow? Did you see that?
I didn't see that, no. Were you at X-ray?
Yeah, well, no, I don't have an X-ray, but I saw him a couple days ago.
Does he have, like, a lobotomy now? I mean, is he, like...
He's reasonably okay. He has a headache, they say.
That's it?
But the arrow stuck in the eyeball and went all the way to the back of his skull, practically.
That's how they used to give people lobotomies, Frosty.
I know, but I guess if you're lucky and it goes to that squishy part of the brain that we don't know what it does, maybe it doesn't do anything, but hold up the rest of the part that does something, if you're lucky enough for this thing to stick in there, and it did. Anyway.
Huh.
So, that's interesting. That's a creative way to... kill, I guess.
Well, the second one, I think, is even more.
Is more him?
Yeah, that stalking and then...
But how does the stalking kill?
But because you're then eventually going to meet them.
They want to kill themselves.
Tell them stories.
You drive them insane.
Right.
But that's sort of a cop-out killing method.
You kill them with boredom.
It doesn't show how they're dying. I drive them crazy, but you don't die of craziness. If I could make people drop dead from driving you insane, you'd all be dead by now.
Frank and I'd have died years ago. Maybe we did. Maybe this is our hell. Yeah. It is warm in here.
It's like Lost Island. It's purgatory.
Ah, see? You're watching it again. Is that your theory now?
No.
You're watching it all over again?
No, because they say it's not. The creators say it's not. Otherwise, I'd say
Well, they're not going to say it is. If you guess the right answer, it's not like they're going to go,
crazy.
You got it.
Be sure and tune in tomorrow because we are going to be doing the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank gift exchange. This year, Well, Frosty went out and purchased gifts before we decided to do White Elephant, where we bring things from our own home and rewrap them and re-gift them. So we're getting new stuff from Frosty, but he's getting used stuff from us.
Oh, hell yeah. Not.
And we are very competitive around here, whether it be Halloween costumes or gift giving. And the Super Santa, you know, trophy this year looks like it's leaning toward Frosty because he actually bought new stuff.
Well, I have a few things.
You have a few things up your sleeve. I got a few things up mine. Now, if I would have purchased this for Frosty, I still can. It's still available. I still think I can get it here by tomorrow. A space shuttle.
My very own, one of the retired space shuttles?
Yep.
I'll take
They're selling them.
Come on.
Really?
Yeah, they're, one is definitely going to the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum in Washington. They're expected to get one shuttle after they're retired in 2010. The remaining two would be stored at Kennedy Space Center until their final homes are decided and they're up for sale. There are different museums who possibly want them. But if you happen to have, $42 million, you can buy one and put it in your yard.
You
put
know,
some nice flowers around.
That's
know,
why
I'm,
they shouldn't be off for sale.
One
some
ornament.
Stupid online casino.com is going to buy one of these and paint it with breasts or
imagine
something.
And
how
by
you
the way,
feel.
That doesn't include shipping and handling, which is $6 million.
Well, can't they fly it in?
Just fly it in and land it right on your property?
I think you can fly it in. It's retired.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be cool?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but.
Just to buy a shuttle and live in it.
Think how mean that is, though, to your neighbors. You know, they get pissed off when you got an RV sitting in front of your house for 2 days. You're like, oh, come on. You have to move that. You can't be
leaving
that.
Yeah, I would
that.
Drive it around. Go to the campgrounds, the KOAs.
Hey, guys, how are you? I'm a secret millionaire.
Yeah.
Mommy, it's the Enterprise. Well, do you think the homeowners associations thought to put no shuttles parked in the driveway?
Interesting.
They thought of RVs, campers, non-working vehicles, and boats, but they didn't think space shuttle.
NASA's space shuttle.
I mean, if you just won that, I think one person won the Mega Million that was last week. That was over $200 million, $207 million in one winner. If you won that, I mean, yeah, taxes, half.
So
you get, say you get $100 million. You can buy the shuttle and still have
some money
$80
million. Yeah.
I'm not sure it's the greatest investment in the world, but...
Yeah, but you still have $50 million and you have a shuttle in your yard.
Mm.
But you hold on to it, and then somebody who's a real enthusiast will get it from you.
My guess is...
Or buy it and turn it into a bar or something.
Doesn't that degrade the dignity of the...
Look at you with respect these days.
Astronauts have given their lives, Frank, on the launch pad and in the atmosphere, so you can make a bar of a shuttle in your yard?
Hey, if they're going to sell it to anybody, then...
Okay, fine.
I'm so surprised you didn't use your joke.
What?
No one would go to that bar. There's no atmosphere. I mean,
oh, I know.
Come on, Frosty.
But as we
What's wrong with you? You're not even trying
as
anymore.
As we approach the end of the year, I'm aiming higher. The thing is, I bet the shuttles aren't that nice. First of all, they're old and retired. They're missing all kinds of stuff on the outside. The inside's probably all laboratory-looking like. I don't think so.
It's like a trailer.
It's on the back of a plane, so it can't be that big.
But it doesn't take up the whole plane. It's like half of a jet, so it's not particularly spacious.
Mm.
I don't know.
Well, if I had the money,
right,
I would have been Super Santa.
Think they float? Because they make a nice boat.
Turn into a boat.
Do they make? Would they float? Do they ever check the shuttle to see if it floats? What if they land on a water planet? What if they get up there on the moon and find out it's made of liquid cheese?
It always comes back and lands on the water planet. It's called Earth.
Right. But I'm saying, could they do a water landing with the shuttle? Because it'd be cool to have the shuttle as a boat. You're out there fishing, see the shuttle. My God, is that Columbia?
Or whichever one did. Would you still call it a spaceship? It would just be a ship.
Yeah, you're right.
I guess.
A craft.
Watercraft.
Max, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Well, Merry Christmas, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, Max.
I think that murder weapon would probably end up being a hammer. And unfortunately, I have to agree with Frosty for all those reasons. It's easily obtained, not easily traced, and you could get rid of it pretty damn easily. You know, if I had a hammer, I'd get rid of all the lawyers and all the folk singers.
But do you really think you could kill somebody with a hammer?
No, because...
Oh, God, yes.
Well, I know you could, but...
Oh, yes, they do it all the time in the slaughterhouses with cows. All
yeah, but could you do that? That'd be awful.
But you probably wouldn't hit them hard enough, and they'd just put a knot on their head.
You'd pull back.
Didn't you see the movie No Country for Old Men? That was a wicked air hammer. He just whap, and you're dead.
Having
to swing it with your own force of your arm and try to go hard enough that you kill... As opposed to just maim.
Yeah, and they're fighting back, too. It's not a clean bonk to the head. The problem,
and you know there's going to be more than one swing at it.
Oh, see,
make sure.
But you would have to go behind somebody. You have to go behind where they're not going to...
But yeah, you wouldn't stop with one whack. You make sure there's nothing lead but bloody pulp. And to do that to a human being, I don't think most of us has a stomach for that.
Yeah.
They're right there.
After you heard the hammer hit the skull, the skull crack open.
You're done.
You're like barfing on yourself.
Maybe it's one thing to look at someone through a scope from a tower that's a quarter of a mile away and pull a trigger. You're not standing next to them.
And looking into
their
eyes.
If you're next to them and saw what happens, the bullet hits them, you probably would vomit.
Mm-mm.
That's why I don't kill people anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why I've never killed anyone.
I couldn't. No way. Not that. I could probably shoot somebody, but I couldn't kill somebody with
maybe
a hammer.
Maybe poison, so that I'm like long gone. A couple days later, you open the pantry, and oh my God, rat poison brownie's dead. Well, I'm not there to witness all the death and stuff.
Well, the top 10 things that Frosty's personality, matching him up with his perfect murder weapon, a gun was number 10. So you and a gun, no.
No.
It's the weapon you shouldn't go with.
They're too loud.
Mm. You can put a silencer on it.
The kickback make my arms sore.
Yeah.
I would like one with a silencer. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm. You can make your own silencer with an empty Coca-Cola bottle. The plastic one.
Well, only in James Bond movies.
Mm.
We're sort of making one now, aren't
That's
we?
That's my silencer.
Okay, yeah,
I love it.
Sam, what's up?
Hey, Merry Christmas, you guys.
You too. We're talking about killing someone.
Frosty started it in the Midwest, hiring a college dropout, and he started this radio show. He picked up a floozy and came out west to keep up his antics, and that she didn't want to play along.
They didn't pick up this floozy. They met this floozy out west.
No, I didn't finish.
Oh.
I didn't finish. Mm-hmm. They dropped her and picked up a traffic reporter and came on a year later, another radio station, and now we're all dying a slow death.
Oh, it's like a ballad, kind of like.
Yeah, we're torturing the ratings.
Very good.
Tragedy.
We're going to walk in one day and find the ratings hanging from a noose.
Oh. Where did we go wrong? Thought they were happy.
Made of bed sheets.
A noose and a meat grinder.
Oh.
You're hanging yourself and your bottom is being ground and...
You want to really make sure it happens,
You would
huh?
hang yourself over a wood chipper?
Well, look, what if I survive the hanging? What if I'm standing there hanging up there choking to death? I want to make sure that there's no doubt that I'm going to bite the bullet.
Here's the problem with that. What? You're going to basically chip your lower half. Now your body's light
still
enough.
Be alive.
And your neck's strong enough to hold this light body. So you're going to be alive.
No like bottom half.
Yeah.
That's why you should do it.
That.
You should hang yourself by your feet, turn the meat grinder on, and just...
Oh, no way.
Snip and... You're just done. It's that fast. You're just ready and go. You're over. You're in heaven with Jesus. Or not, but wherever you are. You're
just
done.
Running and diving into a wood chipper.
You wouldn't feel a thing.
What if in some weird Saul movie type world you had to off yourself to save the human race?
Yeah.
And here's the weapon of your death is the wood chipper. Would you jump in head first, feet first, side first, arm first?
Oh, no.
It'd be head.
I'm running and diving like I'm diving into a swimming pool in July.
Really?
Head,
go head first?
You just go. And just go, oh,
really?
My God, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm going. I'm going. Yeah. You wouldn't go feet first because it'd be like, it would be
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's a wood chipper. It's on. There's a 30-second countdown. If you don't jump in the wood chipper, the world explodes.
Right, like a Star Trek movie or something.
Yeah.
To save the human race.
You don't think you could jump in to save the human race?
I think I'd go in, but I'd go in feet first.
Ow.
I know, ow, but
you're
I know. I stubbed my toe and it hurts like crazy, but to go in head first, that's so final.
Yeah, but the other way, you know, hey, we can still pull out of it and save the world.
Oh,
sure.
Well, if you jump in like Michael Phelps in a pool, your arms first, your fingers are going to
no,
get all
I would do,
eaten.
No, I would do like a torpedo.
River Dancer?
No, torpedo, yeah.
Oh.
Like you dive in it. What's that dive in the pool call where you don't use your hands?
Sailor dive.
Yeah. Because
you've got to hold on to your pants.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What if your nose jams it, and now you're stuck there with no nose and your head's...
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Merry Christmas. Get a face transplant.
But we saved the world.
And I think the lady who got the face transplant, doctors are saying that there's been no rejection yet. So.
No.
Well, it's after a day.
Well, I guess it would start, you know, wiggling around. Oh.
And
like
turning
it.
Black.
Well. Well, that's happy news, isn't it?
Yep.
That's happy news, isn't it? Jessica Savage has the news. Now back to you, David.
How about a little professionalism? God!
Good night, chat.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
yourself a merry little
penis.
Make the Yuletide gay.
Penis, penis, penis.
I was a little sharp on that, actually. Should have fixed that in the mix. Tomorrow, the Christmas show as gifts exchange themselves, etc. And probably some spiked eggnog flowing like crazy, I'm guessing, in this room tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So don't miss that as we say farewell to each other for a while amidst presents and booze. Tomorrow,
we're bringing in the Christmas hors d'oeuvres, like cookies or anything.
You want to bring some?
Could you please?
What do you want?
Anything. I'll eat anything.
I'll bring a ham.
A ham?
Fun ham. Christmassy?
Yeah. Oh, go to Honey Baked Ham and get a big old pie.
Oh, now you can tell where to go.
Well, they're the best.
Look at you controlling.
The spiral cut ham.
Then you bring the freaking ham. You know what ham you want. Go get it yourself.
Well, you know, sometimes there's bad ham that don't have any flavor.
Can I tell you?
This is like everyone's family at Christmas.
Yeah. What kind of ham did you buy? No, that's not that.
You're
going to
eat my ham and like it.
Yeah.
There's some places I've had a slice of ham and I could be eating a slice of air. There's no flavor. I don't know how that happens. Maybe flavorless pigs?
I got a ham one year from where did I work that I got a ham. Didn't we both get a ham?
We did get a ham one
canned
year.
Canned ham?
No, it was that. It wasn't even canned. It was a ham. Was a, ham.
Yeah, ham
on a leg bone.
What?
Yeah, like a big.
Who gives that?
Like a medieval.
I mean,
they were wrapped. They were just out. But I remember eating off that ham, just biting it.
It's like a Renaissance fair.
And I was biting into it and tearing off me a piece of ham and. A vein just sticking out of the ham still. Like I know. I hit around the vein.
You know what to do, Steve.
You know what to do, Steve, you son of a bitch. Even though you never do what I tell you to do.
Nothing.
You know what to do?
He does nothing.
You don't, do you?
No.
Want to hear something even more sick than biting a ham vein?
Is it possible, Frank? Is it possibility?
Yes, it is. And this happened in North Carolina. A former employee of Johnston Community College, they got a great football team, is facing food tampering charges after a coworker allegedly caught him performing sexual acts involving a pack of gum. Gum.
And what would that
what
gum
sexual
be?
Act could possibly be done?
68-year-old George Jones, not the alcoholic country singer, he was arrested after a webcam on the desk of a female coworker caught him in the act.
He stopped chewing it today.
Wrigley's
he wasn't chewing it.
Wrigley's double pump.
What do you do obscene with gum?
The worker set up the camera in her office after noticing mysterious gifts being left on her desk. So some like, you know, Heidi got a mysterious gift the other day. And you want to see who's my secret admirer.
Right.
So she set up this camera. She said she was shocked to see a maintenance employee pleasuring himself in her office and then touching himself with gum, which he apparently rewrapped and placed back on her desk.
Ew. It's just a stick of gum? How is that pleasurable? I guess if you chew it, make it all squishy and sensuous. But a hard...
No, he basically was violating her gum so she would chew it later.
And then he would...
chewing gum.
That was on me.
The gum is pretty much the middle of that.
Oh, my God.
I'm inside of you.
Violated chewing gum.
Yeah.
You know what? Muslims are right. We are the great Satan. We're violating chewing gum over here in the West now. That's what we do.
It was a maintenance employee, so janitor type thing at night.
They have all access.
Remember when that one day when our whiskey tasted so weird?
Yes.
Like it had a little wang to it.
Uh-huh, they did something to it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I know it sounds terribly judgmental, but it is worse when a janitor does it.
Here's what we're doing. Here's the new rule on the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. If we open a bottle of whiskey, we
drink
kill
it all.
Now. Right. That way we're not putting the top back on, putting it back in the globe, and then getting it out again. If we open it, we kill it.
Well, I'm glad we made that rule before tomorrow.
Bye.
All right.
Tomorrow's the last day on the air.
Just doing what Heidi says tomorrow. Oh, when you say that, Frank, you want to explain that? It sounded so final there.
Well, who knows? It's supposedly our vacation.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll see you all in 09.
Hope.
And that's tomorrow, so don't miss it. If you miss it, you might miss it.
I'm feeling confident, people.
Up next, Danny Bonaducci, as well as Apologies. And, of course, Tom Likas at 3. Stick around for them. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I'm Jeff Probst, host of Survivor, and as you know, I've had to put up with my fair share of stuff, like Richard Hatch running around naked, Trucker Sue's foul mouth, people eating rats and bugs for dinner. But when it comes to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, I don't know how you people can stand it. If I had my way, I'd vote them off the island immediately. Fortunately, since the audience is the Tribal Council, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank will now apologize.
We apologize to George W. Bush, our president, Muslims, and the Queen of England.
My mom and dad, my nephew, and Xbox.
Keith Richards, Katie Holmes, Christina Aguilera, and the Temptations.
Gaelix, traveling Irish thugs on trains, and Rick Steves.
Psychics, the autistic, and old splinter lips.
George Washington, Panty Waist, Barry Manilow, and the Space Shuttle.
National Enquirer, Huntley and Brinkley, and Jessica Savage.
Johnny Mathis, lesbians, and my dogs.
Adopted Kids, Die Hard 2, Community College, and George Jones. You really have to listen to the whole show.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 97.1 Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.